What can wild animals teach us about how to live our own lives? A lot, says Vanessa Chakour, author of the new book, Earthly Bodies, Embracing Animal Nature. Vanessa is an author, naturalist, and former pro boxer, and she joins us now to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Chakour, author of Earthly Bodies, Embracing Animal Nature. Through land stewardship, ethical foraging, and even boxing, I explore the depths of human connection to both inner and outer wilds. Each of these practices have helped me heal, peel back layers of conditioning, and connect more deeply with my animal nature. Today, I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from my book. Insight number one, how stories shape our relationship with nature. Stories are the architects of our human world, shaping how we perceive and interact with everything around us. As a child, foxes, birds, butterflies, bats, and countless other creatures populated my storybooks. I devoured books like Charlotte's Web, where animals were intelligent, complex beings with rich emotional lives. But as I grew older, a painful dissonance grew between my reality and the civilized world, where more than human animals were seen as intellectually and spiritually inferior, and in some cases, even devoid of emotion. For far too long, dominant narratives have alienated us from the natural world. European fables and biblical lore, for instance, have demonized wild relatives like wolves, fostering fear and distrust that led to their near eradication. By critically examining and rewriting these narratives, we can dismantle harmful stereotypes and recognize the vital role wolves and other misunderstood animals play in balanced ecosystems. Earthly Bodies challenges destructive stories like these by exploring the power of storytelling to cultivate empathy and understanding. Through revising harmful mythology like the Big Bad Wolf, we can begin to see wolves for who they are, while nurturing appreciation for the natural world instead of fear. Ultimately, rewilding our stories is about acknowledging our intrinsic connection to all living beings and cultivating a sense of belonging to the wild. Insight number two, we are part of Earth's ecosystems. While indigenous cultures have long understood and honored our interconnectedness with nature, the dominant Western worldview has perpetuated the myth of human exceptionalism, our self-imposed separation from nature. Instead of viewing the relationship between animals and humans as an interconnected ecological web, for much of recorded history, the anthropocentric Western worldview has arranged species into hierarchical pyramids like the Great Chain of Being, placing humans at the apex. This belief has seeded countless environmental and social crises. To nurture a harmonious existence, we must recognize our role as members, not overlords, of these complex ecosystems. In Earthly Bodies, I explore the lives of misunderstood species like wolves, coyotes, bats, and beavers to illuminate our shared experiences and deepen our understanding of the intricate web of life. Our shared quest for companionship, shelter, safety, and love underscores our profound interdependence with the more-than-human world. We need the same things as a coyote on hot, dry days. Water, cooling, shelter from the sun. By weaving memoir with natural history, I invite readers to recognize this interconnectedness, cultivate intimacy with their local ecosystems, and honor the unique lives of all beings. Insight number three, the journey of healing, a parallel path. Inspired by the four stages of wildlife rehabilitation, enclosure, rehabilitation, soft release, and homing, each section of Earthly Bodies proposes a parallel journey for human healing. The book's first section, Enclosures, delves into the complexities of safety and confinement. While enclosures offer protection for injured animals, they can also be suffocating. Similarly, human experiences of safe spaces can be both nurturing and limiting. Transitional life needs enclosures, an egg, a womb, a nest, a body, often equated with security. These spaces can also evoke feelings of isolation and entrapment. From physical illnesses to misplaced fears and the constraints of beauty standards, our personal experiences mirror this paradox. The second section, rehabilitation, reflects the complicated process of healing for both animals and their caregivers, especially since inner wounds, especially those of the emotional body and mind, can be difficult to see and confusing to heal. To be released into the wild or sent home, animals must demonstrate mental and physical health and the ability to fend for themselves and be able to function as a normal, healthy member of their species. The third section of the book, Soft Release, explores how animals acclimate to new, safe environments before being released into them. The space of soft release is an in-between space, almost wild but not yet free, before the animal leaves the comfort of an enclosure or the protection of a caregiver and finds home. By sharing my own stories of vulnerability and resilience alongside the experiences of other animals in each section of the book, I aim to illuminate the complexities of human experience, learn from other animals, and find paths to a more embodied, instinctual self. Insight number four, we can all become stewards. While our current approach to conservation often treats nature as an entity needing protection from us, Indigenous cultures have long demonstrated the power of reciprocal stewardship, actively supporting the health and resilience of their ecosystems. This is evident in the fact that Indigenous people, who today live on less than 5% of land and still deal with unconscionable injustices, protect a staggering 80% of the world's biodiversity. Stewardship is not about taming nature, but rather working in collaboration with nature's incredible regenerative powers. By immersing ourselves in the natural world, observing the intricate web of life, and understanding the unique roles of each species, we can forge a mutually beneficial relationship with our planet. And beavers offer an inspiring example. One of the few animals, like humans, that modify their habitat to be more comfortable, beavers build homes to protect themselves. And as they build, they create and heal ecosystems. While land may legally belong to someone, ecosystems can never truly be owned. And in practice, living landscapes belong to everyone and to no one. And it isn't necessary to buy land in order to steward land. In New York City parks and in many city parks around the world, people can volunteer to learn how to help forest and wetland restoration, plan and prune street trees, propagate native seeds, and monitor local wildlife. Land is much more than a resource to be exploited or scenery to be maintained. The living earth is a complex ecosystem that sustains us all. Insight number five, expanding the notion of home. As author and environmentalist Gary Snyder widely observed, nature is not a place to visit, it is home. Home is much more than a physical structure. It's a profound sense of belonging rooted in our shared ancestry. If we look at evolution, we share a common ancestor with the weeds, wildflowers, and every other plant, animal, fish, and invertebrate. For me, it feels incredible to have such a large extended family and a comfort to know that I am nature, that I belong here. By inviting readers to expand their concept of home to encompass the natural world, I hope to cultivate a deeper sense of belonging and responsibility for our planet. When we embrace our animal nature, we reclaim our wholeness, tear down walls, and truly come home. Woven together in wild beauty, we belong here. we need not feel so lonely. These five insights are really just the beginning. By reconnecting with our animal nature and embracing our role as stewards of the earth, we can create a future where humans and nature thrive together. So let's rewrite our stories, reclaim our wildness, and build a world that honors all life. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the book and that it inspires you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Vanessa. That was Vanessa Chakor with five big ideas from Earthly Bodies, Embracing Animal Nature. I'm Michael Kovnath. Have a great day.